Our teaching today is entitled Skilled and Ready to Serve. And as we begin to think along these lines of being skilled for ministry and what that means for us, I want to share a little story about a family from a previous ministry. The wife and mother of this family had come to Christ through the ministry, and she became very excited about her new faith. And she wanted to involve herself in every learning opportunity, and as she started to grow, every ministry opportunity. In fact, at times I had to tell her, it's okay to say no, because she risked so much over-involvement. On the other hand, her husband did not get involved in the ministry at all. Her husband had grown up in the faith, had grown up in the church, claimed to be a Christ follower, but yet did not get involved. And I really questioned what was wrong, what was going on with him that he stayed at such a distance. And so I asked to meet with him for breakfast before he went into work. And as we sat together and started to talk, I asked him, why did he not get involved in the ministry? And he said, because I don't have any ministry gifts. All I can do is serve with my hands. I was dismayed. No ministry gifts? All you can do is serve with your hands? Do you not realize that your skills and your abilities, they come from God to be used for God's purposes? Nobody had ever told him that his skills had been given to him by God to be used for his glory. No one had ever told him that his skills were important to the kingdom. All he knew was that he did not look like a pastor, did not look like an elder, did not look like a Sunday school teacher, and therefore, these were the spiritual people. These were the gifted people, and he did not look like them. Have you ever felt like this man?